I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! It's good to have you on a Friday. We're hanging out at Twin Peaks Buckhead location. We were up in Kennesaw yesterday.
Yeah.
Getting ready for more NCAA action tonight. Last night's games were absolutely incredible. We talked about the UCLA-Gonzaga game being good. The early game was great. We'll talk more about it as we move along today, Mike. But, you know, as I'm watching that last night, I'm thinking to myself, how long is it going to take for Georgia Tech to get good? Because the K-State story is a prime example of kids come and go.
Right.
A couple of guys stayed. Everybody else comes in through the portal, and, Mike, all of a sudden they find themselves in an Elite Eight situation. Now, I'm not saying Damon Stoudemire is going to turn the page immediately, but it doesn't take long, man, in college basketball. It just doesn't with the way things work now.
And, you know, the idea that the ACC is like it's a down year. Miami's the only team that really repped this year for them. You know, we talk about Carolina, who all goes all the way to the championship game, falls apart this year, you could argue. But the ACC will get back because conferences are always rising and falling. But the SEC right now, man, you got to be impressed by what they're doing. If you can do it in the SEC, yep. I still can't believe you can't do it in Atlanta, in the city of Atlanta, at Georgia Tech. And then you look at some of the things you saw last night, the moments and why, even though you might not know the actors, you still return to the TV show, right, Carl, March Madness, because you're going to get something. And I just love the Marquise Noel story is just so cool. That's one that I did not know the backstory until last night. Growing up in Harlem, going to a small school in Arkansas, transferring to Kansas State. And then literally, Carl, looking at Isaiah Thomas sitting there, watch this. And then throws the alley-oop. That's going to be one of those moments you're going to see, one shining moment, obviously, in a few weeks.
Listen, and he's been balling out. I mean, watching Big 12 basketball all season, I was saying to Mike, it was the best basketball conference. But, you know, K-State was picked last in the Big 12, and rightfully so because of what we're talking about. Basically, you know, Coach Tang came in, two guys stayed, and we went and got a bunch of other guys. But you see the camaraderie and how they're playing, and it just got me thinking about the Damon Stoudemire, Georgia Tech situation. It's not going to take long. Right. If he does it the right way, it's not going to take long to turn this thing around. While we're talking about last night's game, the K-State final basket, Noel, he went for 19 assists, guys. And to tell you how an amazing, what an amazing performance this was, he breaks the NCAA record last night. 20 points, 19 assists in a game. And, Mike, you talk about making all the right decisions. Hell, he had Trae Young tweeting at him, saying, you know, keep going, young fella. He was doing everything you could do as a point guard. And he's a little guy, but he was making all the plays. But this was the final basket as they beat Michigan State last night.
Paul finding Walker. Walker already stripped by Noel. Ball is loose. Noel comes out of the pack. Noel dribbles, and he lays it in. Count the basket, and Kansas State wins it. The Wildcats are headed for the Elite Eight.
Storybook finish, man.
Big time.
It really was. He hits the reverse layup, and clock goes off. He's screaming. He gets mobbed by his teammates. It was a fun game last night. But let's talk about the Drew Timmy kid. Remember we were talking yesterday about Timmy? Right. I think we had Coach Spinelli on. We were talking about whether or not he's going to translate to the NFL or the NBA, should I say. 36 points last night for Drew Timmy, Mike.
I tell you, I mean, this is why when we get ready for the draft, the NBA draft later in the year, is, as you said, maybe for the mid-majors, more and more guys from the mid-majors might be, you know, popping up on this draft board. But these are the guys now you start to say, that's the guy that I want. It's kind of like when we got DeAndre Hunter a couple years ago. Yep. No one has run at Virginia. You said, okay, there's a guy with the pedigree. Doesn't always translate to success for the Hawks, but these are some of the guys, as you said, you're familiar with, and that kid's been put on a show.
No, he was great last night. I still think, you know, again, back to the basket. He was dominant, though. You can't deny that.
I mean, it's not what the NBA is today. But,
no.
But again, you put him in the right system, maybe, and make it work.
Well, he's a guy you draft. He's great locker room guy. He could be in the league 10 or 12 years, Mike, as a backup center or a backup power forward.
Mm.
He doesn't necessarily have the – he's not going to have the impact of a superstar guy, but Drew Timmy, there's a place for him.
Well, you always say, don't we need size on this team? Just, I mean,
yes.
We don't know how the draft's going to go, obviously, yeah. Where he's going to fall. But and the other thing is this the year Gonzaga with less expectation finally puts it together with maybe not the weight of previously being a number one seed or more expectations? And now, let's be honest, no one expects anything from Gonzaga.
No, that's the thing. Like, all this hype over the years, and now you get to a point. This goes back like 17 years, guys. I don't know if you guys remember this or not. UCLA beat Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. That was Adam Morrison. You remember Adam Morrison?
Oh, what a bust.
That was, that was 17 years ago.
Michael Jordan bust, by the way.
It was.
Adam Morrison.
And then 8 years ago, Gonzaga got revenge. It was a Sweet 16 double-digit win against UCLA. 2 years ago, it was Jalen Suggs. My point is UCLA and Gonzaga have done this back and forth over the years, but there's a long history there, and we got another good game last night. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tonight, we'll get more action, guys. Alabama in action. Miami, Xavier, Princeton, and it all starts right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 6 o'clock, so we'll have all of that coverage for you. Meanwhile, the Hawks get ready for the Pacers, and Mike, we're looking at the schedule in front of us, and there are 9 games left.
Pacers. You are what your record says you are. So we'll go 4-5 or 5-4 with these remaining 9 games.
Well,
that's what we do.
That's what we do. And I'd love to tell you we'd run off, 6 or 7 in a row. We haven't done that all season long.
Right.
So Pacers in town on Saturday against the Hawks. And the schedule matters only from the standpoint of, are we going to get to April 7th, which is the second to the last game, and Sunday, April 9th, which is the last game of the season. That's the 76ers and the Celtics to finish the season.
Yeah.
And are we going to have to win those games to get in the play-in tournament?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you keep sliding, don't forget, man, Toronto is breathing down your neck. There's a fine line between getting all the way up to 6 and falling all the way out of 10, which would be an unmitigated disaster considering you spent all those resources to bring DeJounte Murray in here.
Yeah.
And what we thought was going to make us the most dynamic half court, and it hadn't even close to that.
So every team, and here's the thing I need you guys to understand. All these teams are playing. Memphis is playing for seeding.
Right.
Right? Memphis is one of them in the West.
Brooklyn is playing to hang on, by the way. You got to go to Brooklyn. They're hanging on to that playoff spot.
Cleveland is playing to keep their seed.
Dallas is fighting. They're in the same predicament
exactly.
New York.
Exactly. Now, that's why no one's just going to lay down and let this happen. Either way, that's the situation for our Hawks, and we're going to talk more about it as we move along. Coming up a little bit later on, Steve Holman, bang, the voice of our Atlanta Hawks, will join us. We'll talk to Steve coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, around 3:20, and get his thoughts on what he thinks where this team is and where they can potentially go. Yesterday, Mike, at Twin Peaks, and we're at Buckhead location today, a young man said to me, I don't think, Dukes, we can get out of seven-game series. If we get out of the play-in, I don't know if we can get out of a seven-game series. Well, we didn't last year.
Right.
My question is, can we get out of the play-in? And that's really where I'm at right
well,
now.
Well, Trey pulled some magic. Hornets weren't anything special. We handled their business in Atlanta last year. Then we went up to Cleveland, and that was a game where Trey kind of really poured it on in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. But that wasn't easy. And then the problem, what did that win get you? An immediate overnight trip to Miami, and we're not tired or rested or anything. I'd say we're out of it, and it showed. And that first game was pretty awful. We were able to steal one game in that series, but then game 5 is the one where we thought DeAndre Hunter had reestablished himself as a star and was going to move on from that, and that's not really happened either. Miami's got our number. They just match up well defensively against us.
I don't think we can beat Cleveland this year. Like in a one-game situation
Donovan Mitchell going to that team has been huge.
Yeah, and I don't know if it worked.
He's not playing great defense, but that's not what he does. But he's just that team has just completely changed.
Yeah, it is. And last year, the things fell into our favor. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We invite you to follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and across all other social media platforms. Also coming up, we will talk about the NFL free agent news. This continues, Mike. It seems like it won't stop. More news today to talk about, and we'll get to that as well. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see The Offspring with Simple Plan and Sum 41. Let the Bad Times Roll Tour. That's happening August 15th at Lakewood Amphitheater. Stay tuned. Between now and 6, we'll give you that opportunity to win those tickets. We've been giving them away all week long, and we'll give another pair away when we from Buckhead.
I want to talk. We'll get into it later on, man. You got into it with that analytics guy from ESPN about his take on the Falcons' move so far this offseason.
Well, yeah. I just think it's easy from afar to say, oh, bad offseason for the Falcons.
But you don't know what our team is made of or what we need. That's the key.
All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into on a Friday. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell live from Twin Peaks Buckhead location. We're going to talk about what Terry Fontenot had to say, Mike, coming up as he addressed all the things that he's done so far in free agency, whether it be Jesse Bates, Taylor Heinicke, which is the backup quarterback now, or David Onyemata. He talked about this with Falcons.com, and we're going to talk about it because it's the first time we've heard him say anything about why they chose the players they did. We've had a lot of money to spend. We still have some money to spend if they want to do it. But we wondered, okay, why do you select these particular players? You know, and a lot of people have talked about the Tyler Heinicke move, like, or Taylor Heinicke, should I say. Why are you going out and getting him versus maybe drafting somebody? I think they wanted a veteran guy. I don't think they wanted to go draft a young guy to potentially back up Desmond Ridder. And if Ridder isn't playing well, and I don't know if he will, then you can trust Heinicke to come in. He's won games. He outplayed Carson Wentz with the Commanders. He should have been the starter there, to be honest with you. Yeah. But I don't mind that move going to get a veteran guy who's played in the league and has won some games.
And we heard the conversation we had last week. You're on vacay. Rob Tribble and I spoke with him, and he said, look, I'm cool with the role. There's no controversy. He says, I'm the backup. I'm here to help this guy. And, again, we said, look, if he does struggle, you're still a competitor. He's competed all the way back to Old Dominion from his time in high school here in North Georgia. So this is a dude that knows how to get it done. And if you do, heaven forbid, have to go to him because Ridder either struggles or there's an injury, here's a guy with over two dozen starts in the NFL, including a playoff game where he took Tom Brady and the Bucs to the wire, if we're honest. That was a hell of an effort.
He beat us.
He beat us twice, including the game, which I got to be honest, I'm still ready to throw something at the television over. I was in the game, in the stance of that one, where Heinicke, it seemed like he had 18 seconds there behind the line to eventually find, was it McKinnon in the end zone?
Yeah.
And again, most craziest play. We had a safety not even looking up. You could have played the Benny Hill theme for our secondary, but he took advantage of it, man.
So it begins.
Somebody just sent us some beverages.
Who did this?
Who sent the shots?
Who did this?
Hey, man, you're a good American right there, brother. Way to show leadership.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for coming out here. Do we know what it is?
Looks like whiskey.
Okay.
So what could possibly go wrong? Let's fast forward to 5:30, and I think the Falcons are going to go all the way, and I'll tell you why.
I may have to wait on that if it is, in fact, that. But thank you, sir.
I got some cheese balls to suck up the booze.
It doesn't work, Mike.
Sponges it up.
That doesn't work.
Sponges it right up.
That doesn't work. So we'll talk more about what Terry Fontenot had to say. You mentioned this yesterday about this gentleman. I don't even know. Chris, what was the guy's name? Turtle, what's this guy's name that was criticizing the Falcons offseason? Do we know what this guy's name was? Seth Walder.
Self-described ESPN analytics dude.
And there was a lot of feedback. Some guys were saying, well, I don't know why he's so wrong. I think part of it is it's easy. Hell, I could say that about any team right now, right? I could go, oh, look at what the 49ers are doing. What a terrible offseason. And then go through every guy that they've signed and every guy that they paid and say, overpaid. Shouldn't have signed him.
Yeah.
That's a double. Yeah, that's a mistake. It's easy to do that unless you truly dive into those teams and you know what their needs and, more importantly, what they're trying to accomplish, Mike.
The only thing, and we talked about this yesterday, we were up at Twin Peaks in Canada, so the only aspect of his breakdown that I might agree with was nonplussed over the return of Caleb McGarry. When I've got to qualify the guy, if I say, well, you know, he's not the best pass blocker, but he's a really good run blocker, the only thing which makes it, I guess, acceptable to many Falcon fans like you and I is we didn't break the bank. That we let Caleb McGarry shop around and you got him for, you know, pennies on the dollar. So that's – but there are still limitations to his game. And could you have done better through the draft, or would you be willing to spend more money on a better tackle in free agency? That'd be the only question I'd have for
you. I think a lot of teams, specifically when you draft a guy, and even if it wasn't a guy like Terry Fontenot didn't draft Caleb McGarry, but the organization did. And when you look at these teams and you go – the main objective is to not let guys go who can play and help you and you've drafted and helped develop.
Right.
So if you can do that for a lot lesser price, you do it. That's what they did. That is not a mistake. That's not a bad decision.
No. If you go back and look at us with the cap, we give Dimitrov credit. We couldn't hold on to Devondre Campbell, who's gone on to be a Pro Bowler in Green Bay. we couldn't hold on to Foye Oluokun, who, again, we developed as a late-round draft pick out of Yale, and eventually we leg sides with the Jaguars.
And those are great examples,
that's,
Mike.
But that's what you don't want to do. That's an example of how it shouldn't be working.
And so that is part of when you start talking about, well, why would they sign him? It's hard to let go of guys that you've helped develop and you've drafted, and especially if you can get them on the cheap.
Right.
I said this, $11 million per versus 18 to 20, which was the cap number, Mike.
Right.
They're saving a bunch of money there. But either way, that was part of our discussion we were having. Do you think the Falcons have done the right thing? Chris, let's put a poll up.
The only thing, look, I said I wasn't going to bellyache about it, so I can't go back on my word. I just wanted Hargrave. I thought Hargrave was the best defensive tackle money could buy in a year where we had a lot of money, and he did sign for $84 million. It was in package. No, it's a guaranteed portion. Some of that money is not real, but the 49ers went and got him. I just thought he's – and he's just better than Onyemata. Onyemata is a great player.
He is.
But this guy's better, and that was the one thing I wanted.
Well, see, that's the thing about Jesse Bates. And, Chris, you can put that poll up at Dukes and Bell 929. Where we're at right now – do you feel like they've overpaid for anybody? Do you feel like they've done a bad job? I do not. I feel like this has been a really successful free agent period for us. Now, the draft and free agency are totally different. They can still blow the draft. They can still make some decisions that make us scratch our heads and go, what are they doing? But this offseason free agent period is completely different. Mike, the reason why you believe that about him is because he was the number one defensive tackle on the board.
Right.
So was Jesse Bates. Bates was the number one safety on the board. When you go get the number one guy, sometimes you overpay in free agency when that guy is considered to be the best player at his position and it's his turn. It's his free agent period. That is why you felt that way. If he was sixth on the list, you wouldn't have felt that way.
No, that's just it. But you went and addressed needs, and Onyemata will help you. You've got more depth on the defensive line. Now, it's not sexy. They're not household names, but you know, if the Calais Campbell thing goes down, we talked about there's guy. I know he's older, but that's a rotation thing we haven't had. The Eagles, the Giants when they won Super Bowls, teams have all seven or eight guys. We've had like three or four. We've had guys on one-year contracts.
Yeah.
Guys on you look at their football card, Carl, there's six teams in 4 years. You know, so that's the kind of people we've had. We've upgraded that part of the roster.
Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live well. We'll analyze what Terry Fontenot had to say coming up here in less than 10 minutes. A guy you wanted is gone. I don't know if he was even on the board for us, but DJ Shark is now on a one-year deal with Carolina.
You got a guy in Shark who's in his 20s. Thielen's 32, but Thielen is still a pretty good route runner. I mean, you know, he's never going to get the juice now because Justin Jefferson's become the story in Minnesota, but they needed to replace their wide receiver corps. Remember, they sent Robbie Anderson off. They got rid of DJ Moore. So they had to do it. They may draft some more guys in the draft at wide receiver, but Carolina's putting a team together, brother.
I agree.
And if they get CJ Stroud and he's good, or Bryce Young, and I think he's going to be better, they're going to be okay.
It's going to be a
problem. We're going to be in that they're going to be in that division with us for a while.
It's going to be a problem. This gets back to, and listen, this is not extra added pressure for Desmond Ridder. But if the teams are equal, what's it come down to? Quarterback play.
Right.
Period. That's what it comes down to. Your quarterback's better than my guy. He makes more plays than your guy. So if you're telling me we're building our offensive and defensive lines and our defense is going to be better and Carolina's got the same thing right now, no Tom Brady in our division. Saints, I get it. They got Carr. Are they better with Carr than they were last year? Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, long term, Ridder is here. If he's going to be the guy the next 10 years, what's it look like for the next 10 years for us and for Carolina? And if you're telling me they are going to be a better team because of their selection with the first overall pick, we should have been in the quarterback business.
There you go. And the Ridder thing is, everything we said last summer, we want Ridder to be that guy so bad because of all the comparisons to Dak Prescott all the way. Like, Tom Brady's the ultimate outlier. But the late-round pick, which frees up your cap space, allows you to do everything you want to do, as Russell Wilson and the Seahawks did until everybody had to get paid eventually. So hopefully, you know, we got the guy. But it is difficult because he is a solid piece, but there's things that's, ooh, shiny, new. I saw Bryce Young play in the SEC, you know. But this dude is, I mean, like I said, I think you've got to look at the sample size and say, did he have the ability to do everything in the arsenal because of the limitations to the offensive line, wide receivers, pass blocking, and did Arthur Smith have the governors on this kid?
I thought he did. As far as Bryce, man, you talked about the Tennessee game. That was one game. There was probably four games, Mike, that he kept them alive because the defense wasn't any good. Let's be honest. Bama was giving up 40 points to the better teams in this conference, which normally hasn't happened. You know, they're fighting for their lives against Tennessee. Same thing happened at home this year for a couple of games. I just think he made those plays, man, that kept him in games. I would take him number one overall. I keep saying it.
If you didn't see it at Alabama's Pro Day, Nick Saban is talking to the ESPN guys. Actually, it was NFL Network. I saw it on Good Morning Football. But Nick Saban saying that Bryce Young was like having another coach on the staff for all the prep. He was doing game review, tape, everything before the coaching staff even got to it. So they talked about, I mean, Saban said the work ethic is second to none. All the things that you're looking for as far as, you know, check all the boxes as a leader of your team, he's that guy.
Meanwhile, today, while we're talking about NFL stuff, and we'll talk more about what Terry Fontenot had to say coming up as part of his conversation with Falcons.com, more on the NFL at 3 o'clock. Steve Holman's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour to talk about the Hawks. They play tomorrow as they continue their quest to get into the play-in tournament, man. Get into the playoffs. At this point, I think it's just get in. I don't even know if they're looking at seeding or can we get to just get in and let's see what happens. Today, Will Levis had his pro day, Mike. Kentucky. He probably will be the third quarterback taken, but
unless somebody's got a thing for Anthony Richardson.
But I don't know. I don't know. And then yesterday we talked about, you know, Thomas Davis saying, hey, there's a couple of guys in the front office with Carolina that really like Anthony Richardson. And you talk about a shocker. Like, that it would be a huge shocker.
Well, did you think the Trey Lance thing was the big shocker for the 49ers at the time?
I absolutely did. Yeah. Because he just didn't play enough football.
Right.
It's the same thing with Anthony Richardson, right? Yeah. If you say, hey, I'm going to take him for the upside, okay, but you do realize you're not getting a guy that can help your team immediately.
Yeah, and you're getting a mercurial personality, too. I mean, there's the things that are coming out from Florida about, you know, how we get down, how we pout, how we sulk, and all. You got to be mentally tough to make it in the NFL. That's not going to fly at the next level.
No, but if Richardson, I say that. I like Will Levis. I haven't seen enough of this pro day today because it was going on literally at 1 o'clock when we were
I mean, he can throw it through a brick wall, right?
He can.
And he can run through a brick wall. He's a big dude. Everybody wants him as the poor man's Josh Allen.
Okay. And that
a little bit smaller.
And that may be fair. His arm strength was definitely on display at the combine, but, you know. Chris says he's jacked up.
Chris, is he wearing a shirt? Does he have an oil man? Has he got an oil man like the Zion Williamson workouts?
Oh, he went Zeno style sleeveless.
So he's wearing a schmedium. He's wearing a schmedium at his workout. Okay.
Well, yeah, listen, he's going to get picked. I just don't know if he gets picked in front of Anthony Richardson. We're going to see. All right, guys, more to get to. What is our general manager saying? Our poll question's up. What grade do you give Terry Fontenot in the Falcons front office on the free agent class so far? Simple, A, B, or C. I'm not giving him a D or lower. That's silly. But you might want to go check it out at 92.9 The Game.
I go like B-ish, B+.
Boy, you're being tough. You're being tough. You want all the shiny
things. There were things that I wanted we did not get, but only time will tell if the other team's got it wrong.
All right, why don't we go after Jesse Bates, the number one safety on the free agent board? I'm going to tell you what Terry Fontenot said next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, we love our listeners.
We got the best listeners ever, man.
And Ron is a prime example of that. He's come out here at Twin Peaks Buckhead. Lily was at the bar, and he's like, yo, what you drinking?
Hey, man.
And we were like, oh, come on, Ron. We're fine. No,
stop it. We can't do this. Please, we're professionals.
We don't ask our listeners about drinks. What you drinking? Come on, Ron. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys one more time. Jack and Ginger. Immediately, the drinks start flowing. Ron, seriously, thank you, man. Thank you for coming out here.
So again, fast forward to like 5:30, and I'll tell you what, if we can't find another Mike Vick, people are going to go to the games. Yeah, so we're going to get there. We're going to get there slowly but surely.
Hey, our poll question's up. What grade do you give Terry Fontenot in the Falcons front office on the free agent class so far? I'm not voting yet. I'm going to wait a little while. Right. I'm going to let you guys vote. It's simple. It's A, B, C, or D. Well, by the way, were you an A, B, C student? What kind of student were you?
No, I mean, you know me, brother, because we do talk radio for a living. I was great in the classes you could BS in,
okay,
like history and English.
Okay.
Things that were really factually based, like that you, let's be honest, math and science, you really can't, you know, fudge your way through
that. Math and science.
So
yeah.
Math and science, I was terrible in. I would be like a C or D in that, and I was an A plus in the other stuff.
Yeah.
So, again, my effort was uneven. It was basically said on all my report cards.
But your attendance record was perfect.
Yes, because my father said if Willis Reed played and Bernard King could play with three broken fingers, you're never missing a day of school.
Yeah, I think back, seriously, and everybody here, you know, I'm looking around the crowd here at Twin Peaks and most people, professionals and whatever it is that they do.
Nobody cares about your high school grades.
Yeah, it's true.
After the fact.
Hey, technically, like, I'm not a college graduate. I'm like a few hours shy of my thing at Virginia Tech. I never get my sheepskin, lambskin, whatever it's called.
But you remember how big of a deal it was, right? It was
right.
Like, oh, you can't do anything. And now it's like, when's the last time you did algebra? Like, seriously. I mean, you know, when you get past it,
right,
it's one of those things. There's very few career fields where it's that specific. I'm a neurobrain surgeon. Okay, you're probably going to be doing some math in that, right?
Well, I got to be honest. I mean, and you and I real quick, not to get heavy, but you and I
talked
about
this. No, this ABC thing just got me thinking about it.
But, you know, you and I talked about this. We were lucky enough. I think you and I had good mentors. We had guys in the business, in our business, which helped us out and gave you the good tips. I had a professor at Florida State. You know what he told me? He goes, drink whiskey and smoke cigarettes. Get your voice deeper. Where else but Florida State would you get that career advice?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it worked.
It worked, you know, because when I was younger, I sounded like Joe Pesci. I literally, they got tapes of me on, like, the Christmas movies. Did I get an Evel Knievel? You know, so I had to bring the voice down a little bit.
And so did you smoke?
I smoked 2 packs a day. I mean, I was doing that before the professor said that, but he was telling me to work on my voice to get it deeper because I sounded like this.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just practiced. I don't know. I just remember
I'm on a lot of stuff in my body right now.
It happens. But I just remember, like trying to get the deep voice and just practicing and then being like, I can sound like this. And then I was like, I look like an idiot because I don't sound like this.
I've got old tapes in me real quick. My first job, HB 107. I'm pukey. We call it pukey announcer voice. And I'm like, coming up, Madonna's newest. And you'll hear our top five.
It's because like, everybody sounded
puking
that way.
Pukester. It was. I cringe when I hear that stuff, how pukey I was.
All right. By the way, hope you were an A, B, or C student. That gets back to the choices. A, B, C. You can go vote.
Right. I give Fontenot a B.
All right.
A B. I mean, we're using resources that we had, obviously, which we've never had in the last,
eight or nine years. Wait a minute. What did he have to do to get an A?
Hargrave. You get Hargrave, you get an A. That's all I wanted. I only wanted one thing.
All right.
I didn't ask for 6 Christmas presents. I asked for one.
Yeah, but we needed 6.
I didn't get the – I wanted the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. I didn't get it.
We needed 6. Fontenot did an interview with Falcons.com. Jesse Bates was asked about why you go get Jesse Bates. He says – he is a player who has every characteristic the Falcons are looking for when acquiring players. And he says, we not only want players who will be good at their positions, but who are going to make people around them better. Bates has done that throughout his career. So if you believe that, and I do, that means Mike Richie Grant is going to be better this season.
Right.
It means A.J. Terrell is going to have a better season. He was uneven last year. You know I love A.J., but fact of the matter is...
And when Hayward went out, it really stayed. We were kind of going after A.J.
It was tough. So if that is true, and I believe it to be, Bates is going to make everybody in the secondary better. And I like the way our secondary looks. It doesn't mean, by the way, guys, Mike and I have been saying this, we don't draft a corner at 8. It does not mean that they won't do that.
And by the way, you get a corner at 8, no one's going to like it, but it's a need. It's definitely a need. And, I mean, and as long as... See, here's the thing. If Onyemata, rotation of defensive tackles... eventually gets Ebikadie to pop, then you've turned Ebikadie into what you thought you were built. Let's be honest, he was a second tier edge rusher in this last draft.
Yes,
you like him, I like him.
I do,
but he did not really. Did he blow you away this year?
No,
because it's hard to be blown away because the whole defensive unit was terrible. You know, was struggling, and when you have nobody next to you, we talk about it, Carl. It's like an offensive line. You've got to have good pieces next to you, otherwise you're never going to be able to shine.
Speaking of Onyemata, he was asked. This is Terry Fontenot with Falcons.com. Whether or not. What came first, the chicken or the egg? He's talking about Ryan Nielsen. They hire him, Mike,
Right.
Did they hire him with the thought that he was going to go bring in some of these players from the Saints, which they did?
Right.
Or were they hiring him and then assessing the talent and saying, okay, who do you want? Terry Fontenot says, according to Fontenot, those players, they were already going to be players that we were going to go after, whether Ryan Nielsen was here or not.
Okay. I mean, one thing for certain, Fontenot was brought here because his background was finding and identifying free agent talent on a budget, because the Saints were always up here. They were in the same cap hell, but they always found a way around it.
Yep.
We never did. They've always found a way because we had two giant objects, Matt and Julio's contracts, which just kind of precluded you from doing all the things you wanted to do.
All right, last but not least, Taylor Heinicke, the backup quarterback. This is what Fontenot said, our general manager, about bringing him in. If you don't have the intangibles, I don't care how much physical talent you have, it doesn't matter. He says both of those players, talking about talent, Taylor Heinicke and, of course, Onyemata, have those intangibles. We know the way we're going to work and the way we're going to compete. All right, so is locker room fit and all this stuff with character and culture more important than talent?
I think it's got to – at some point you're going to have some talent. I mean, it's great if we're going to have a bunch of guys who all want to run into the burning building,
sure.
But I need somebody who can tackle and block.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I keep hearing this about, you know – and I brought this up a few weeks ago. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about the interview with Terry Fontenot on Falcons.com where he's answering the questions about why you're bringing in certain free agents. Talent still wins. Talent still overwhelms. I mean, I hear you, but I'm all about culture and Mike and bringing in the right guys. But at the end of the day, if you can't play, it doesn't matter.
No, I mean, the thing that's intriguing, we spoke with Caden Ellis last week, 7 sacks.
He did?
I mean, for a guy that we
So you're not
as...
worried about the you're not worried about the sacks anymore, right?
No. Sacks, I mean, he's still got to get there. He's still got to get there.
He's bringing 7 sacks with him.
He's not bringing Cameron Jordan with him.
Yeah, that's true.
See, therein lies the crux of the issue here. We've got to build this defensive line. But if this rotation makes everybody on the edge better and then he can pop, okay. I guess we're not going back to Rashawn Evans, it sounds like. He would have been signed by now.
I thought he would be, too. One of our listeners just hit us up, said, fellas, Giants apparently have interest in former Raider and Falcon wide receiver Bryan Edwards. They can have him.
To do what?
They can have him.
To do what? Sell hot dogs? Because he ain't a wide receiver. He's terrible.
He didn't do anything here.
Zero. Nada. And that's why I feel bad for Mac Hollins. We spoke to him yesterday and the other day. People like saying, well, another Raider receiver. Yeah, but Mac actually is a good run blocker, which is big for our offensive profile. And he seemed like he popped. I don't know. Edwards checked all the boxes as far as a big receiver, but he didn't do jack.
He didn't do anything.
He was an enigma wrapped in a riddle.
Lieutenant Dan hit us up. He says, Falcons re-signing and bringing back Jermaine Ifedi. You guys like it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Again, you can't have enough offensive linemen. I know that we had talked about, Elijah Wilkinson, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, I don't believe he's under contract. He's a free agent. But we can still draft. And by the way, everything you did in free agency doesn't preclude you. I'm using that word again. Doesn't mean you're not going to go draft, Carl, an offensive tackle, an edge rusher, a defensive tackle in this draft.
No.
No way.
You can do any or all of that,
right,
which they may do. All right, poll question's up. We're coming back. We'll get to an NFL blitz. What else is going on around the league? What if I told you the league is thinking about potentially adopting some rules that you may think are crazy in another league?
That's crazy.
We'll explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.